finish eviscerating my last human for tonight, and it's only midnight. I mean, I could go for more, but I could only eat so many intestines and drink so much blood before I get really full. I need to learn how to space my meals out better during nighttime. I need to make the most out of it. What to do now? I got it! I'll just scare a bunch of people for the rest of the night. Around these parts, they probably don't get to see a creature like me. Well, let's change that. But first, I need to leave my lower half somewhere safe and secluded. There we go! Alright, nobody will be able to spot you here, Legs, so long as you stay put. Silly me, of course I know you will. I don't see any overly cautious and superstitious Filipino grandmothers around, so I think I'm in the clear. Not to mention, it's still dark out, so I can kill a few hours before sunrise. Alrighty, time to take off! Ooh, my first apartment scare! I usually go for houses, but let's give this a go! Let's see. I'll just pick a window at random to open. They won't know what's coming to them. That one. The one without the drapes for some reason. Whatever. Alright, stranger. Time for the fright of your life. But wait, I've never done these types of scares before. What kind of sound do I make? Do I show off my claw nails? Do I stick my tongue out? Do I fly around the room like I'm about to wreak havoc? Do I give them a warning? Maybe just the sight of me will be enough to scare them. But let me take a little look-see at my victim. Oh wow. He's actually pretty cute. Holy shit. Come on, focus! Ugh, damn, I just wanted to scare some poor son of a bitch, but I didn't expect to encounter a dreamboat sleeping so beautifully on his bed. Now I know how Eros felt when he saw Psyche for the first time. Along with that, now I don't have the heart to scare this poor dear. Maybe I should just pick another window. Oh shit, did I wake him up? Crap! Oh dear, oh no. I didn't mean to scare you! Well, I did mean to at first, but I changed my mind at the last minute! Oh, please stop screaming for a little bit and let me explain myself! I understand why you're backing away from me, but I won't hurt or eat you, promise! I know that the bat wings and the dangly guts are a lot to take in, but I'm a friendly creature most of the time! Besides, I've had my fill today, so I couldn't eat you even if I wanted to, honest! I promise! I'll tell you about myself if you'll let me. Thank you, my dear. I'll be good. Where can I set myself? Staying in one place just flapping my wings will drain the energy I need to get home. Do you perhaps have some old newspapers or rags I can settle my guts on? Oh, good. Sorry for all the trouble, cutie. Then again, I hope I could be the least bit interesting to you. I'm sure you don't see a lot of monsters in these parts, let alone a literal half-girl. Nice room you got here, by the way. You could use some drapes, though. No wonder your faintly lit room was so enticing. I was like a moth drawn to a flame. What am I, you ask? I'm what you call a manananggal. You heard me right, a manananggal. Oh, how'd I get the whiteboard in here? No need to worry about that, cutie. Use your imagination. We're both just in an audio anyway. Where was I? Oh yes, there's a meaning behind the name of my kind. The root word of the name is tanggal, a Filipino word that means to remove. As I'm right in front of you right now, you can see that I don't have legs, correct? Well, I actually do. I detached from them and left them where no one could find them. Why? Wouldn't you be freaked out if you saw a pair of legs just laying around out in the open? Legs here? Okay, I'm one to talk. I'm literally a flying half-girl with her guts spilling out looking like I'm sporting some sort of poorly made meat skirt. Oh, sorry. What I said probably made you want to throw up. My bad. Continuing. When I'm attached to my legs, I look like your average human girl and I live a pretty normal life during the daytime. I only take the shape when it's nighttime. I mean, isn't looking frightening during nightfall kind of the point? Besides, I have to reattach before daybreak or I'll die. If my legs so much as have a glimpse of sunlight shone on them, I would disintegrate in a snap. What did I mean by I'm a friendly creature most of the time? Can't you tell by now that I probably feast on questionable things when I'm hungry? What do I eat? Oh dear, how to put this without making you want to throw up again? Ah crap, there's no way to sugarcoat this. I thrive off of human intestines and blood, but hear me out! I do have a bit of a cold, you know. I'm a modern manananggal. I'm not like those who came before me who just ate as they pleased. I make sure to do a background check on possible victims I may consider consuming. If they turn out to be absolute shitbags with no redeeming qualities whatsoever, I decide that nobody will miss them. Alternatively, if I see them be shitbags while I'm in my human form, I track them down. I have a whole database of killers, predators, abusers, all those kinds of scum. Don't ask me where I got the information from, though. I sort of don't want to be hunted down by crooked apologists, you feel me? And how do I eat these poor bastards? My tongue extends to become like a straw, and I suck the life out of them while they sleep. Oh dear, you're turning pale. Don't worry, I'm sure you're a good person. I can feel it in my guts that you are. As long as you're not a malicious prick, you're good. In fact, you haven't tried to kill me or hurt me once the entire time, even though I kind of broke into your room. I'm glad you don't see me as a complete monster. Well, I am only a top half, so I'm technically not a complete monster. Besides, consuming human entrails gets real old real fast. It's almost like these sick sons of bitches taste all the same. So if I get tired of eating those, I eat animal blood and entrails instead. To be real with you, they do taste better, but don't tell that to my traditional-minded relatives. I wouldn't hear the end of it. I only have human meals because they sustain me the best, and also because they're lousy people who probably have nothing good to bring into this world. I'd like to believe that there's always a kernel of good in a person, but there are times where that just isn't so in certain people. Am I hungry now? Well, no. I've had my fill for tonight. Though, if you've got something in your fridge I can help get off your hands, I'll take it to go. Haggis? Oh, no, I can't have that. Oh, cutie. Haggis has salt, pepper, and onions in it. If I eat it, I'll die. Well, those particular ingredients, along with other spices and bulb vegetables, are my deterrents. If I even get a little taste, I'll be killed instantly. Fortunately, I can eat that sort of food in my human form, but when I'm all halved like this, no can do. I can only thrive on blood and entrails in this form, whether it be human or animal. If you do have some unseasoned tripe or offals laying around, let me know. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm sure you don't have those because you're not a terrifying monster freak like me. Wait, you don't think I'm a freak? Just a few minutes ago, you were backing away from me in horror. Fair enough, I did enter your room through your window. Even if I was in my human form, you wouldn't be too happy about that either. I'd be considered an intruder nonetheless. It just sucks to be a monster sometimes, you know? I'm afraid to show anyone my true form, which is probably the reason why any possibility of me having a fulfilling relationship is practically gone. I don't think I'll ever find anyone who'll love me when I have to turn into this every night for the rest of my life. Cutie, I appreciate you trying to make me feel a little better about myself, but I've accepted what a disgusting creature I can turn into. I can't spend the rest of my life hiding the secret if by any chance somebody wants to be with me. I can't be in my human form all the time. My manananggal form will have to show herself sometime, or else she'll have to force herself out. That's just the way my body works. Imagine never having to see your partner during the nighttime because they're a man-eating vampiric creature. And when you do find out, your first instinct would be to kill them, wouldn't it? I know that some people might not be as impulsive to do that, but from what I've heard from my fellow manananggals and my relatives, that's what would happen most of the time. They fall in love, but keep their true form away from their lover. Lover discovers the monstrous form and finds ways to kill them, whether that be feeding them with spices or destroying their bottom half. Whoever will love me shouldn't have anything to fear if I'm in this form. I won't lay a finger on them. But I'm scared of being misunderstood because there will always be this underlying fear that they'll kill me for being like this. Monsters have feelings too, you know. We don't want to kill all the time, only when we need to. I only kill to sustain myself and to get rid of human garbage. Does that make me as bad as I look? Thanks, cutie. I knew I was right in thinking that you didn't have a bad bone in your body. I don't know much about you yet, but from what I've experienced so far, you're a kind soul. You're actually the first person to see me in my true form. Well, at least the first one that hasn't been eviscerated. At least it doesn't feel like I'm deceiving you or anything. When I'm in my human form, I feel like I'm living a lie sometimes. It's not easy to keep a secret like this. That's probably why I don't have many friends, let alone a lover. Then again, I'm not gonna lose hope. If I can open up to you in my true form, I think I still have a chance to have meaningful relationships. Even if I don't, though, at least I was able to get to you. Would you like to be my friend? You see, I'd love to be your friend, cutie. Don't worry, I won't bite. It'd be a damn shame if someone as good as you ends up getting gobbled up. Oh crap, that came out kinda wrong, didn't it? I promise I'm not trying to turn you into my big feast by seducing you or anything. I'm not about that life. Other manananggals might use seductive tactics, but not me personally. I prefer to just come in for the kill. Yeesh, I hope I didn't ruin my chances of being your friend. I don't talk to a lot of people, so I tend to speak before I think. Do forgive me for that. Wait, really? You'll be my friend? Oh, that makes me really happy. Thank you. You won't regret this. Hopefully. By the way, if someone's giving you trouble, just let me know and I'll scare the living bejesus out of them. See? There's some advantage to having a manananggal as your friend. I got you. Oh dear, I have to get home soon. If I don't get to my bottom half before sunrise, well, you know, there are actually so many ways for me to die, it's honestly kind of ridiculous at this point. It may be still a few hours before sunrise, but better to be safe than sorry. I do get scared too, you know. Modern manananggal indeed. My ancestors would hate me so much for being so cautious, but joke's on them. Most of them got killed because of how careless they were. Sorry to have to leave you so soon, cutie, and I'm also sorry for intruding and leaving a mess on your floor. Tell you what, I'll come back tomorrow in the daytime when I'm in my human form and help you clean this up. Believe me, I clean up so much blood when I go home. It leaves a very rotten smell if you don't clean it properly. I'll see you around, cutie. Take care and sweet dreams. Hey cutie, you probably don't recognize me, but I remember you very well. Your mouth's agape. Is it weird to see me whole like this? Let me introduce you to my bottom half. Nice to meet you. Come on, let's clean those bloodstains. I brought all my supplies. I know it seems like a lot, but you'll thank me later.